actually help you, and he'll actually take care of you from here. Here's John. Hi, John.
Hi, Ray. Is this Corey?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Corey. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I've been doing well. So far, so good. It's been a busy day today. Yeah, a lot of websites people are wanting to work on right before the holiday. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Ray. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, I believe so. I've been talking with a lot of other people this week about advertisement, so...
Okay.
Just clarify exactly, you guys, what company are you guys with again?
Local Splash.
Local Splash, okay.
Mm-hmm. It'd really help if you could look us up.
Yeah, definitely. I could do that. Because I just worked with somebody from Angie's Lead.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's different. Angie's Leads,
yeah.
They're a paper lead service. So they charge it per lead.
Exactly.
Yeah, they do something a little different. They put themselves on Google, and then they get leads from Google, and then they sell that to you one by one. But they sell it to a couple of people, and they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. We don't do that. We're actually partnered with Google. And we're here in Southern California. And we would list you independently on the first page of Google for your area.
Okay.
So customers will be able to see you when they look up your services and just call you direct. We don't charge you per lead or click or call.
Gotcha. So how does this in comparison to just Google Word Ads? Because I'm trying to start a campaign with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Google AdWords is pay per click.
Yeah.
So we do that here also. But you're going to run into a similar situation where you're paying for clicks where that might not necessarily be turning into business. You usually want to gather data for a while and kind of fine-tune the ad. And a lot of times the ads are being hosted by you as the business owner, so they might get neglected or, you know, your bid might fall under what somebody else is willing to bid for the click, so you don't get as much exposure or get seen by the right people if the ad's not set up properly. So you definitely want to have it professionally built, hosted, and maintained. Just to make sure that you're consistently up there and in front of your customers. Those ads will rotate based on what your bid is and how you're optimizing it and how active you are with the campaign. This particular placement is usually more affordable, and you don't have to pay for click or call or lead, so it's actually highly sought after for that reason. You got more of a set it and forget it kind of approach because you'll have the management team here hosting it for you, and then you don't have to worry about any changes or discrepancies in your billing or your marketing budget each month, which is always
okay. Best.
We also do other things, though. When you get this placement and you get verified locally on Google, you actually get local verification on Bing. You end up as a top option on Bing as well. They have a top five. They pull from Google's top three local guys for their top five. Same thing with the Amazon Alexa voice search results. They default to these Google Places guys right here, top recommended locally. And then same thing with Apple and Safari on the iPhones and Androids. So with this, you actually end up on the first page of all of those platforms versus if you're just running a Google ad, it'll only be somebody doing a direct search on the Google search engine, not Bing, Amazon Alexa, or others, right? So you do actually miss out on some exposure by having that ad and getting charged per click. We do that here, too.
Okay.
So I don't want to bash them. Obviously, we're a Google partner, so I'm not going to bash any of Google's products. It's just I wouldn't recommend an ad to any of my clients until we see how their local listing is performing, and then if they want even more business than what's being produced locally there, then we could use the ad to hit areas that the local listing doesn't already cover. But typically it covers about a 40-mile radius, so usually that's enough for most business owners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then also the package that we'd be putting you on would include the custom website design for you. So you'll get your own .com there if you don't have one. We provide that for you at no extra cost. It's just a courtesy for people utilizing our services. And then also we would provide you with Facebook ads with a Facebook business profile. So you'll have some social media marketing with our services as well. It's not just the Google Places placement. And then with the directory submissions that we do, you also end up on some popular directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So hopefully that kind of answers your question on the difference between you know, working with a Google partner versus doing Google Ads or doing Home Advisor by Angie's paper lead services. So,
okay.
I believe that we'll be able to actually save you money compared to both of those services, but also generate a higher return on investment by having multiple different ways of generating the leads. Plus, our company's been around for 20 years, so we have 20 years experience. You'll have professionals working on it, hosting it for your business. And the only way we're going to get paid next month is if it's, if it's working, right? So it's a true month-to-month service. I'll send you a link here to the pricing page so you can see a breakdown. Usually the platinum package that I just went over with you with all the extra features like the Facebook ads, the site and everything, it's advertised at $599 on our website. I could actually reduce that rate for you down to just $299. So it's a 50% price reduction. There is a one-time setup fee of $99 in order to get you programmed in and get you through the full verification process. Have you already done Google verification if you're doing Google Ads? I noticed you're unlicensed. I don't know if that kind of going to hinder you maybe a little bit with the ad, but have you got verified locally yet?
I don't know yet. I'm working on my website right now with my graphic designer and... I don't know if I'm verified yet, because I did this all through Google. I originally had Squarespace for because I changed the name of my business, so I'm doing everything through Squarespace, and then I did Google for the new one for the, to grab my what's it called domain, and so they sent me through Squarespace again, which is kind of funny. So I was able actually just to transfer everything over. It's super easy. So, yeah, just kind of working through those.
Because I have the Google business profile, but I don't have any verification completed. As long as this is you, 850 Airport Street, Suite 2, Moss Beach, California, 94038. Okay. Yeah, just the verification is not completed, and there's no website or any kind of reviews on it. But that's easy. I mean, the first thing we do on every account is verify them. A lot of Google's verifications we do. Anyway, just as a partner, but we're down here, we're partnered with the Irvine location, so we're quite a ways away from you. You're a lot closer to, you know, the San Francisco or even the Mountain View location. But that's fine. We could still push it. Actually, I should send a message to them to send your verification letter from Mountain View to get to you a lot faster. We always go to every year we go up there, San Jose and Los Gatos area. They have these meetings, same thing in San Francisco. I have to, they just have these seminars, but there's a place called Manresa in Los Gatos. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's like a Michelin restaurant.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Oh man, so good. Yeah, little bougie, but I think about it all the time when every time I see Los Gatos or think about the Google headquarters, I always go, okay, I got to go to Manresa. But it's
I lived down there for a little bit, but I never really went to any of the restaurants.
Oh yeah, this one's it's a Michelin restaurant. So I don't know if you know the Michelin a program or how that works, but so the chef,
My fiance used to work for who is it, god, what's his name, I forget, some Michelin star chef in San Francisco, Gary something, I forget, big time guy, but yeah, I'm familiar with all those things.
Yeah, they also call it Ritual at Manresa, but I always just think of it as Manresa, but it's, yeah, they pair everything, so you don't even get to really pick your food. You know, it's just kind of, you go there, and then they choose what they serve you, but, oh, man, it's amazing. Google always comps it, so that's the only reason why I go. Otherwise, I'm not spending $600-$700 every time I go up there.
Yeah. That's, Google's kind of like those dot-commers. Those people are kind of like my clientele I kind of want to, reaching for.
Okay.
I build live edge slab tables. And, so I take trees that have fallen in the forest, from local sawmills, and I take them and I turn them into tables.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about your business. I mean, is that, that's your main service, or are you doing everything carpentry related?
So my, so basically we're a millwork. So we're offering millwork, complete millwork services. So if somebody, say, for instance, somebody has a tree that fell down their property and they want it and they don't know what to do with it, you know, we offer the service where, you know, like basically if you want to turn it into something or you want furniture out of it, you can bring it, you can call us up. We give you a, consultation. We're able to pick up the log, bring it to our mill, mill it out, and then bring it to our shop where we flatten it and sand it and then process it from there. Either the client could take the slabs home and do what they want with it, or they could have us build something for them.
Okay, gotcha. So, I mean, a lot of times your customer, they're going to have to almost supply, like, the tree or the wood that you guys would develop, or you have stuff there that you'll be able to, they'll come to you with a design or an idea.
Yeah, we will actually be a supplier too as well for slabs, for wood slabs.
Okay.
So we're looking to have over 100 slabs in stock at all times.
Wow.
And so customers can come in and they could see, you know, the inventory, they could pick what they want, and we could also work with them if we don't have what they want, we could actually source out anything.
Wow. You do stuff with redwood?
Primarily, yes, we do a lot of redwood because that's the closest forest to us are the redwood forests.
Right.
And I have a lot of friends who, work in tree felling and also just tree removal out in the forest. They work with the forestry department and stuff and work with, you know, other environmentalists. So we're able to get our hands on a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I'm down here. I live in Newport Beach. I don't know if you know SoCal too much, but my wife is actually.
I was born in Torrance. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're from down here.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. I was up here at a very young age, but okay. I had a lot of family down there.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
My grandfather actually worked for Disney back in the 40s.
Oh wow!
Worked personally with Walt Disney and everything as an actor. Yeah.
Google actually works really close with Disney. A lot of the training that they do for our agents here goes through a gentleman who worked for Disney for 20 years training them.
Wow!
Believe it or not, yeah. So every time we go up to the San Francisco location. Downtown, they have the seminar with him. He's always telling us, like, oh, if you guys ever come down to Anaheim, I'm like, it's right up the street. I got kids. Let me know. I'll get tickets. So I get tickets from them. Sorry, so off topic, but my wife was just asking me about a new dining room table for the holidays, too, and it's just so interesting that you present this redwood mill ability. It's beautiful.
I have a very rare piece of redwood in right now. It's probably the most like highly figured and like most interesting intricate grain patterns I've ever seen. And, you know, we're building a countertop for somebody's personal, home theater system in their basement and up in an African area.
Well, personally, I'd be interested to see this website when it's done. Obviously if you decide to move forward with the placement, you know, we'll be promoting that anyway, but I was literally going to say, where's your website? Let me look at it so I can show her. And then I was like, oh yeah, he's got this other guy building it for him. So it's good that you're doing this.
You could have to go on my Instagram. I try to frequently post there about projects going on and what we do. So
okay.
If you were to look up HMB Millwork, it'd be right there.
Okay. Give me 1 second. HMB.
Yeah, and we're looking into also, you know, if we get clients or calls from people from, like, you know, out of our reach, then we'll for sure build something and we'll make sure it's
can always send it. You know, send it. I love these. It's beautiful. Yeah, my grandfather was a carpenter, and one of these tables looks exactly like what he had in his garage. In Big Bear, he lived kind of Crestline Big Bear area in the San Bernardino Mountains. He used to do like those bear sculptures, but I had a table very similar to one that I'm seeing here, and it was given to me by him. But my oldest son had destroyed it, for lack of better words, but I think I still have it and just kind of needs refurbishing. It's just all colored on and messed up, but wow. Yeah, this is beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we really kind of try to look for like the highest quality of material and just turn that into just whatever the client really wants.
Yeah,
this has been a kind of a new venture the last year, the furniture making. I was doing some ranch restoration work beforehand, so I was actually working on old barns and working just on old historic ranches out in on our coastline.
I love this this table that you have here. I'm going to send this to her. I'm sorry, I'm all shopping. We were literally just talking about it, so it's just so ironic, the timing of everything. But do you have like an ETA on when your website will be completed?
Yeah, so it should be. I'm hoping by December 1st, if I should have it done.
Okay. Let me see, December 1st. Ah, it's plenty of time. The Google pin would take about that long to get there. If I sent your pin out today, you wouldn't even receive it until Friday. Because of the holiday. Usually it takes 3 days, even from the Mountain View location there. But it's pretty simple. So I sent you a text that'll come through. It's a Google verification form. Usually just fill that out, and then there's a pin they send you in the mail, and there's a 5-digit number on the back of that, and that'll get you verified. I'm trying to see if they require any kind of licensing for this, but I don't think they will, because you're in kind of a niche. You're not just throwing yourself in the carpentry category. It's more of a custom furniture.
Yeah, so that was kind of my thing. Was I was doing agricultural properties because it didn't require licensing or permits. So I was doing that, and then because the whole process of getting licensed is a long one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still studying for it and everything, but. Yeah, this whole custom furniture thing is kind of like, that's my, I don't do built-ins, and I don't do on-site stuff because it's just legality. I would have to hold a lot of insurance. So I build in the shop and I deliver it to the client.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it was saying here that we could list you, and it's kind of like proceed with your own caution. So the license isn't going to stop us from listing you. But if you do get the license and send it in, they do add a little badge to your Google business profile that lets them know you have it. Typically, the state license in California, any projects over $500, I'm sure you probably heard that before, they're going to want okay.
It's usually for anything that is they considered permanent, you need a license. So for carpentry and small installs like that, it would be a C6 license. But anything like structural, anything, that's a general B. So that's why I'm sticking with just furniture, standalone furniture, because it's technically temporary. So.
Okay.
So that allows
you got it down.
Be licensed.
You got it down, yeah. The idea here is just to make sure you're not running into any hiccups, because one bad client could, hey, we'll tell you, keep your money, we got to go a different route. So you got to be careful with that.
Exactly.
Okay, well, from a brass tacks perspective then, I don't know if you got the pricing page I sent you. The platinum package is what I was offering you initially here. And I would actually be willing to put you on a friends and family rate, almost like I know you personally, since it is a somewhat local listing. We do this all over the country. But I could reduce the rate on the package to $249. It's close to our wholesale cost on it. And then I could get your fees waived entirely as far as the setup. That usually goes towards like buying the domain, the graphic design on the website, the hosting, the name, address, phone number cleanups, keyword research, programming, and the optimization of the site. Since you're having that site built separately, I just waive all the fees on that. And I'll save you about $650 from what it would normally cost to get everything done. And I could lock you in at that rate. Since it's friends and family, it would be an indefinite discount. You'll keep the $249 for that $599 platinum bundle as long as you're with us. That'll never go up or change on you. And like I said, you can solicit that first page placement as long as you like. You know, I mean, the only times we ever would take it away is if you relocate out of the service area or you start getting some really bad reviews or something bad happens, you know. It has to be an unusual circumstance. And then we might tell you, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different route. But, I mean, I don't think that'll be a problem with you. Just full disclosure. But if I could do something like that, is that something you could see a value in doing for your business?
Yeah, I definitely could see that being helpful because I am trying to reach more people and trying to pull, you know, like the millwork side of it, kind of like what I'm actually trying to really push right now because it makes me quick money with those services. And then the custom furniture aspect of it is that's kind of really what, that's the big money.
That's the good thing too about this. I just feel like we're going to be able to help you in ways that, no other company can. And I could understand now why you might have been leaning towards, something like Google Ads, because you have to be keyword specific with the kind of stuff that you do. You know, you can't just bundle yourself into a category like HomeAdvisor or Angie's List where they might end up sending you a lead that's just not even in your vicinity or in your lane, you know, of work. And
yeah, that's the issue I'm having with them, actually. You know, they may sound so good, but then I'm coming to realize, like, I turned my leads off, and I was like, you know, I'm just getting this, like, small little furniture repair stuff. That's just not what I do. And I explained to them that's not what I do. And so I didn't see anything coming for exactly what I do.
Yeah, so they do Google advertising, but they do a form of advertising like you would see on Google Ads where they do a broad match. I don't know if you've seen that or how far you've got into doing the Google Ads, but they have a section for broad matching your keywords. And so it'll just throw you into this carpentry category, and then anything that comes with it, they don't really customize it or tailor it or get in there and kind of, hey, he doesn't do this. They just kind of throw you all into one category, and anything that comes in that basket, they send over to you, so to speak. So we'll be able to customize it. We'll do a client interview with you. We'll sit down, and they'll interview you on each individual service, and we'll list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. You have final say on everything that you're listed for. So we want to make sure that we're picking your brain, getting the right keywords, but we also have the Google Analytics system, like you see there with Google Ads. So they'll be able to let you know if that's a dead keyword and it's just kind of a wasted one. We don't want to target something that hasn't been searched in 3 weeks. You know? if you're all on board with it, I can create the Google Business profile. I already have a lot of it here just from what they're telling me they have from you. But I could process the verification, get you the full outline of the agreement in writing that you're going to solicit that space, and then the verification form I think I've already sent over. So it would just be a matter of getting that verification completed and getting a client interview completed, and we can put you in position to start getting some phone calls here.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So let me create this, and don't be surprised if I call you back in a week or two personally here, see what the wife says, but I did send her
your
Instagram page here. We need a new dining table. Okay.
Yeah, well, we definitely specialize in that. I actually work with an actual furniture designer and other designers as well, fabricators,
really
put together to make sure that
my wife, like I met her when we were really young. And she, like, one of our first, like, dates of just us, you know, I got in a car and I said, okay, we're going to go on a date. And we drove from SoCal, from Huntington Beach, I was living at the time, and all the way up to the Sequoias and then to the Redwoods. So it's kind of I think that would be, like, more of an emotional thing. If we could get, like, a table in the Redwoods, then I can kind of tell her, like, hey, you know, look at our boys eating on the Redwoods. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, I actually do have in stock, and I was actually planning on bringing it to making a table out of it and bringing it to this holiday fair that I have next month. But it's an actual giant sequoia slab, and they're very, very hard to get. And so they actually have one.
There used to be, like, back then there was just so many rules about it. Like, even when we would go into the sequoias, they were like, oh, you can't take stuff out and bring it with you. It was like, I don't know how it is now. This is a long time ago. I'm 33 now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm same age as me, 33.
Okay.
They're definitely getting a lot more strict on the protecting these trees. The sequoias are 100% protected. You cannot cut one down. I mean, even redwoods in general in California. I had a client who fought the state to cut down a redwood tree on their property, and they won, even though they got fined. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, it's they're protected. I work with some sawmills who work with the government, and you know, once in a while I get I'll get like an old growth redwood coming in just because it fell across the road, and they call him to clean it up.
Wow.
So,
yeah, the last time I seen them was actually at a Google conference, and this was they fly us up there every year. I usually go John Wayne to SFO, but they had, I think it was 2017 or 2018. It was before the pandemic. That was the last time I seen them. I did do a drive recently, from San Francisco all the way down PCH. So I know the Half Moon area. When my youngest was born, we have like a bunch of videos. I was putting him in the bay right there, just hitting the beach. He's barely able to walk. I'm like holding his hands up. Yeah. There's so many memories up there though. It's just, you live in a really beautiful area compared to down here. It's only beautiful up until like LA area.
it gets
crazy. And then you go too far south and it gets a little crazy. All right. So
yeah,
I'm going to create your Google business profile. As I mentioned, I do have a lot of this stuff, so I just want to verify, here. What's your last name, Corey?
Darson, D-A-R-S-O-N.
D-A-R-S-O-N. And you are the sole owner, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is your company an LLC by chance, or?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you want the LLC displayed in your business name?
No, you don't have to. So if it was the full LLC, it's technically Half Moon Bay Millworks and Design LLC. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Kind of a mouthful, so.
Yeah, it is pretty long.
I shorten everything to Half Moon Bay Millworks, but, you know, for advertisement, Half Moon Bay Millworks and Design, that kind of just throws that little extra in there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I think that's a good idea, too. You don't want people just to think it's just a regular old mill, you know, especially with the stuff that you have. But it's going to be, I'm really interested to see that site. Do you know the domain name even of the site, or?
I did find one here,
halfmoonbaymillworks.com.
Yep.
Oh, I found it. It's actually, it's somewhat up and, it's up and running. I mean, maybe you guys are still working on this, but.
Yeah, we're still working on it. We're getting there.
I love that rustic feel in the background. It's beautiful.
Yeah. All right. That's kind of like, that was the whole background to it. We were kind of like I was doing rugged work at first, so we wanted to keep true to that, and not really kind of like, you know, we took the old site because it was ranch restoration work, and then we kind of like tied the two together in a way.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Nothing really beats that. For me personally, it's kind of my style just because I spent a lot of time. It was either home in Huntington Beach or up in the mountains with my grandfather up in Big Bear, and so it was always kind of, it's either beachy or mountainy, you know. You're either getting the ocean or getting a rustic vibe. And my house is on the beach, but it has a very rustic vibe to it. I love this.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is here on our coast. You know, we're a very rugged coast, San Mateo County coast. Nobody really used to come here because it was so rugged, and they built a tunnel, made it easy access, and now we're flooded with tourism.
Tourism, yeah. So it got its pros and its cons. You know, it's better for some people at work, but yeah, it's kind of, you miss your privacy a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I have the website's going to be hyperlinked now to your Google business profile, so that'll be visible to them. They don't have to just look it up. The address is the same, 850 Airport Street, Suite 2?
Yes.
Okay. Save, Lost Beach. And then you have the option to hide your street address. Right now it's being displayed through the Google business profile. I actually think you should leave it if people are allowed to come there. Based on the street view,
it
looks like you have visitors. Okay. I just wanted to confirm. Okay. Okay, save. Okay. And Why is it giving me Harlow's? Is that next door to you? Is there a Harlow's Automotive Service next to you?
Yeah, they're about two doors down from me.
Okay, gotcha. Let me go ahead and make sure that Google is verifying your suite number, because 850 Airport Street starts pulling a few other businesses, and I think that might be confusing the AI a little bit on your
verification. There's about nine units here, and I believe we have three different woodworkers, two different mechanics, and dog grooming service.
Okay, that makes sense. Now I can see where there would have been a discrepancy in your Google verification. So you have to specify that. Anything that has to do with name, address, phone number, and website is very sensitive because Google has a lot of AI processing now, where if there's any discrepancies like that, you kind of need somebody to manually get in there and fix it and verify it. So I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, once you put 850 Airport Street in there, just a few of them go red. It looks like one of the companies, or two of the companies in there actually, have tried to verify their business listings on Google and are having trouble with it because it just starts out 850 Airport.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I gotcha. There's a few different ones that pop up here. So you are... Okay, there is no phone number verified for this one either. So the phone number that we're on right now is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
For right now, yes. I have a landline. I just haven't plugged it in yet.
Gotcha.
Which
okay.
I can actually do right now.
Okay.
Because I prefer the landline to be the one, because and that way my phone's not always going off.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me do this. One second. So I can save this one, though, just in case for us to get a hold of you.
Okay.
Let me do this here, and then I will switch business line to this new number. What's your landline?
Landline, maybe I should probably plug the phone in now.
That'll help. Just a little.
Yeah.
There is a tracking system, though, so you will be able to log into it. It's hooked up to the Google Analytics, and it'll show you what's business calls. Like, if somebody clicks to call you on their phone through your Google Business profile there on the first page, it'll actually have a recording of the conversation. It'll save their number and everything in there, so you'll be able to go in there and kind of oversee all your clients. It's kind of like a client or a CRM. I don't know if you've heard of that before, but it kind of keeps track of all your clients, client relationship management system. And that's useful just for the long term. You know, if something pops up in the future and they're like, yeah, I worked with you a year ago, you can always go back to your CRM and it'll have all their information in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the phone number is going to be area code
650-728-6997. Okay. Go ahead and verify. Primary line of contact for business. Okay, and that's the only one that's going to get displayed on your Google Business profile. Right now, there's none.
Okay,
so that was kind of important. You didn't have a website attached to it or a phone number at all.
Okay.
All right. And then they had your hours on here as Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and then Saturday and Sunday closed. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, and you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can do cash and check. I don't have a card service yet.
Okay. I'll send you my direct number and extension. And anytime you make a change like that, just let me know. Or if you want something done quick, I can get in there and swap it out for you.
Okay.
You'll have access to everything through your tracking system, too. But, you know, if you're ever having trouble with it, I can get in there real quick and do it for you.
All right.
Save. There it goes. And then we also have 24/7 customer service, the same number. You just hit extension 1. That's going to be attached to your receipt and every text and email that you get from us moving forward. And then what's your business email address?
It's going to be my first and last name, so Corey Garson.
Okay.
At halfmoonbaymillworks.com.
All right. And just to confirm, you spell it C-O-R-E-Y?
C-O-R-Y.
Oh, okay. That's why I shouldn't assume. C-O-R-Y. Update. Okay, and I was messing up your email here, too. Had an extra E in there we didn't need. Okay. And then halfmoonbaymillworks.com?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I got the business profile set up and submitted for verification. That postcard should be there by Friday. And then I also texted you a Google verification form. It does say it's in queue for the email. Let me see. Did you get a text that says, Corey, to get your Google business profile verified right now?
Yes, I got that, and I just got the email.
Okay, perfect. All right, we're rocking and rolling. Now I just got to schedule your client interview. So our client interviews usually take about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be heading out to Utah tomorrow.
Oh, you lucky.
Yeah,
I was going to say SOB. yeah, no, that's beautiful. One of my friends just sent me some pictures I had seen actually on social media, and it was yesterday, and he was in Utah, and it was already got some snow out there. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm only going to St. George, so there's not much snow over there.
Oh,
but,
okay, not yet.
Yeah, over in the Zion area.
Oh, okay. It's still beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I got grandparents out there, and we love going to Utah. Utah's great. I 2 years ago, I did the Big Five, the entire state, drove all through it. I do overlanding, so I have an overlanding vehicle.
I can definitely see that. I feel like you'd be able to make like a really, really cool like mobile vehicle, like a build-on, you know? I'm obsessed with watching those YouTube videos where these guys get like a mini bus and just like completely overhaul it, but you have to have some really good carpentry skills. And I can't do it. I just envy it, though. Like, one of these days, I'm going to do it with my boys, but I'm sure you could probably put it together. You have all the tools there.
Yeah, I've already built one and a fully built rig with, you know, solar rooftop tent. It's got all the body armor on it and tent. It's got the, kitchen and everything in it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm obsessed with those videos. That's, like, all I watch on YouTube, or it'll be, like, the guys from, like, the Indonesian jungle just building a house from scratch out of, like, one tool. A bunch of sticks and rocks, you know? Like, how does he do that? All right, so tomorrow would be best, honestly, because I know the Thanksgiving weekend, I haven't told these guys, but I'm planning on actually letting them out halfway through the day on Wednesday. But if we could do anything maybe Wednesday morning, sometime between like 7 and 11:30.
Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
Okay, because we already gave them the paid holiday Thursday and Friday off, but I was planning on telling them the morning of, and so I know the rep won't be available in the afternoon that day. What time do you think will be best? Any slot between 7 and 11:30, I'll make sure we get it done for you.
Okay, let's go with 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, okay. And then I'll send a calendar invitation to your email, and they'll text you at 8 a.m. Just as a reminder, if anything pops up and you can't make it, we'll try to get it done. Well, I would like to get it done before the holiday weekend, because these guys are basically going to be out of office until Monday at that point.
Okay.
But we should still be able to get your Google PIN. You could always text that in when it comes in the mail, and then they could still work on and everything else. Once we have the client interview done, they could do all the customization from home if need be. Okay. your graphic designer is pretty good, huh? For your website.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah. He's pretty quick at it, which I like.
Okay. Yeah, that's the most important thing.
We did a lot of designing, and he really works with me. That's the nice thing about it. Like, he asked me, like, you know, what do you want and how do you want it? And then we go over it together rather than him just doing it.
That's really important for a business owner. I mean, if he wants to be around building sites for a while, he needs to just put all his opinions aside until unless it's urgent, you know, or you ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a whole team of graphic designers in-house here. So they're not the most social guys, but they're super fast, like wizards with the computer and getting the website set up. I've had some of them like whip up a site in like 2 days. Business owners are just ecstatic about it. All right.
Yeah,
so I have that client interview confirmed. All right, Corey, we are good to go. Let me just make sure I lock you in on this friends and family rate. So this deal I'm giving you for the platinum bundle, you'll keep this forever. It's never going to go up or change. I basically put it in there as if I know you personally. So that's a lot better than the holiday promotions that they had. Save you quite a bit. Okay. I mean, they give me 4 of them a year, but any friend or family member, you know, I've been doing this for almost 12 years now. I mean, I'm sure I've already signed them up, even have my lawyer doing this.
Yeah.
All right. So let me just, okay. Why do they keep doing this with your address? It's a doozy. Suite 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another thing I have to work on with Google and Apple is my address, because this building, they
gonna send you to someone else
one time. Yeah, they changed the address here. So whenever I get deliveries, Amazon is always going to the other side of the building.
You know what's funny is it's so close. They could probably do a street view over again and just send the car through over there. I'll put in a request with the verification. They'll do a mobile one. It's cool now they have the driverless vehicles go around. They've been doing that for the past like year and a half. So it just looks like a Google car with a bunch of cameras on it and nobody driving it. They can remote access it if it gets stuck, but it's kind of unique how they do that street view. So if you see that rolling around, don't panic. They're just trying to straighten out the address here. All right, I got it. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
I can do that by card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name or the business name, or does it have both?
Yeah, it's under my name.
Okay. I'm going to add the business name to it just so you could write it off when you do taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, so business.
Right now it has my old business name on it still. I haven't gone to the bank yet and changed that, but
no worries. Yeah, I mean, it'll still process with your name, but just the invoice will come across with the business name. So that way, if you do need to verify it and get the write-off with your CPA, he'll be able to verify that it's actually for this business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And then hopefully you have a good CPA. He's not that dumb. Okay. All right. So on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yeah. It could be 4003.
4003.
8724.
8724.
3579.
3579.
5068.
5068. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
02/26.
02/26, and there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, 461.
461, okay. And then let me go ahead and submit. And then while we're waiting for your receipt and everything to come through, and the outline of the agreement, I'll go ahead and walk you through the voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to stand up here. I've been sitting down. Oh, okay. Where is it? Okay. Here you go. All right. So, start. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, as a premier Google partner, and it'll also be used as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Half Moon Bay Millworks and Design.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Corey Darson, and I'd be the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Half Moon Bay Millworks and Design today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Corey, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, that one's a little wordy. We already know everything that you're actively doing. After today, if you're going to add anything, we just ask that you double check with us and make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of your online listings. We don't want any more discrepancies or wrong phone numbers, things like that, that will result in the account getting suspended. That'll actually cost you, you know, a day or two of being on the first page if we have to fix discrepancies. So just double check with us if you're not sure.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, I mean, you shouldn't need anything else, honestly, if you look at the Platinum package. So that's everything that we're doing for you in that Platinum package, and then it's also going to be sent to you in writing in the service agreement. So shouldn't need anything else, but yeah, if you're not sure, just double check. And then where did I go? Okay. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when we're building everything from scratch like this, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 25th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for our Platinum Package Bundle as part of a friends and family plan. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and we've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 25th day, but it's going to remain in this discounted price of $249. Actually, as a courtesy, do you want me to change that? Because the 25th of next month is Christmas. Do you want me to have it charged like after Christmas?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know what I'll do? I'm gonna push this to the 1st.
Okay.
That way we start off 2025 on the right foot here, but
perfect.
It'll be New Year's Day. So I don't know if you're a drinker. I'm not a drinker. Don't get too plastered because that payment's going to go through on the 1st.
Yeah. Luckily, I quit drinking, so.
Yeah, me too. Me too. About 4 months ago, though, I was on and off here and there, but 4 months since my last one.
I chose to quit.
Not that I'm counting the days
before starting the business, so that way it didn't lead to
Yeah. No, I hear you on that one. I had to stop. I was going. I was calling my youngest, my oldest, my youngest.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I need to cut this out. All right, so let me just adjust your billing. So the next bill will be on the 1st of January. It'll be reoccurring each month on the first day, moving forward from there. And then it says you can discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so upon your initial payment authorization, it was approved, you're going to receive a welcome text message and email. It'll have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. It'll have another Google verification form. You only got to fill that out once, though. Once your Google verification is done, I mean, you never have to do it again unless you move or something. And then the last one, is it going to be an outline of the agreement with the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation, everything outlined in black and white since I have you on that friends and family plan.
Okay.
All right. And then you got to sign off on the subscription terms and the Google verification form as soon as you can. That'd be great. But other than that, we are good to go until Wednesday at 9 a.m. And then at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, it is going to be one of my representatives. If I'm available at the time of the call, I'll call you first and introduce you to them. But if I'm not, then they'll just call you directly and go right into it with you. Okay. So okay. They'll let you know, like, hey, we're calling from Local Splash in regards to your client interview. And then I sent you my direct number and extension since I have you on a friends and family plan. Anytime you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you could always call me directly. We do offer 24/7 customer service. So if it is after hours, it's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1, and then we always have a live operator in there that can help you.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our Local Splash team here. Like I said, don't be surprised if you get a call from me outside of work here. See what the lady says. Do you have
absolutely.
Well, I guess that's kind of off topic. I'll save that for a personal call. but I'll let you get back to the rest of your work day. Unless you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, call in. But we'll circle back with you on Wednesday. Safe travels to Utah. Hopefully everything goes smooth out there. Sometimes when you see your family, it could either be a really good day or a really bad day. You never know. But hopefully everything goes good.
Right on, well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I tried to help you out as much as I can with that pricing structure, so I might be asking
perfect.
For the
yeah,
payment
no, really
return
it.
Later. All right, Corey. Well,
well
you
thank
have
you, John.
Yes, sir. You have a great day. I'll talk to you on Wednesday morning, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All
thank
right,
you.
Bye.